Welcome everybody. Shir number 1198. We're learning today Lilinishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lilinishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Refuah Shalem Yehudis Chava Bas Liba Arnina. Getting back to Amalach of Geizei's shearing. Okay, so we are basically going through the introduction in the Mishnah Berurah. We mentioned last time our Simin is Simin Shin Mem in the Hilcha Shabbos Shin Mem, and we are going through the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey. Where he gives the introduction, as Mishnah Berurah does many times with various different halachas, Okay, so he continues on. We established a fact last time that shearing wool, cutting wool or whatever, shearing, cutting hairs or whatever, these are all also, one uses a utensil, it's also min ha-Torah. So we were trying to make a distinction between cutting, shearing, and pulling out, uprooting, litlish, toilish, to be toilish something. Now, we're not talking about, that we spoke about, I want to make it clear, we spoke about the malacha of koitzer, uprooting, that has to do with plants, items growing from the ground and so on, or sometimes items in a pot, a flower pot or whatever, that loved off the ground. But that has to do with plants. That's a totally different thing. In other words, if I go and I go outside and there's grass and I go to a blade of grass and I uproot it from the ground, right? So that's the iser of koitzer. That's a different malach, a totally different malach. I can't uproot anything from its growing source when it comes to plantation, vegetation, and so on. Okay. But now we're dealing with either animals or human beings, right? Or creatures, if you want to call it. That's as opposed to vegetation and plantation. So we said if the creature is alive, right? So regular shearing, cutting these things, of course, would be asur min ha-Torah. But when it comes to plucking out something that's a creature that's alive, it would be asur midrabbanan, says the Mishnah Berurah. But it's interesting point brings down the dirshu that it brings actually from a bir halacha. But for example, by goats, he wants to say if somebody pulled out a hair and it's a very thin hair, so then it would be even by plucking out asur min ha-Torah. If it's a thicker hair, it would be midrabbanan, because the question was, then it hurts. It hurts. That's why it's midrabbanan. Okay, be it as it may, this is all, if you want to call it hypothetical, it's not either way, it's usher to do, and that's the bottom line. But the point I'm trying to get at, we're going to see, says the Mishnah Berurah, interesting point. He says, v'chol zeh v'behema v'chaya, by animals, by behemas and chayas, and by living creatures, regular creatures, animals and irregular animals, wild animals, aval ba'oifos, he says, but by birds, says the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sifkat and Hay, by birds, darkan lahasar anoitza, it is the derech, it is the regular way to pluck out, its feathers, right? Alidei talisha, that is the regular way. No, you don't go, cutting, nobody shaves the bird, you pluck out the feathers, right? You always hear the word plucking out feathers from a, bird. So just when a person goes, says the Mishnah Berurah over there, if a person goes and pulls and plucks out a feather from a bird, kamoi bebehema, alidei geziza, it's the same type of process like somebody shearing wool from a sheep or something else, right? Therefore, he says the Mishnah Berurah, therefore, toilesh kanaf mina'if, somebody plucks out a feather from a bird, bein mechayim, bein la'achar misa, whether the bird is alive or whether the bird is dead, is chayiv, right? The talisha, the talishoson, zu, he, gizoson, its pulling out is its shearing, is its cutting. In other words, when it comes to a bird, and we'll talk about obviously by human beings, so which is again we're trying to establish a foundation. When it comes to a bird, plucking out a feather is the normal way. Is the normal way. So it's just like you're cutting, shaving off, any hair or wool or something else from some other animal. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. And now the Mishnah Berurah says another interesting thing, something we mentioned yesterday. We said plucking out. By a living creature, sometimes, many times, could be only drabbanim because it hurts, right? But when the thing is dead, when it's just like skin from an animal, for example, then you can't pluck out. So he says, those people, says Mishmur Valkein, oisim neyodim hamalbushim ba'oiris shabahem evachaya, people wear fur coats, right? Srichim lizosh, lo yitlishu minaseyer, you gotta be careful not to pluck out hairs from the fur coat on Shabbos. Minaseyer shalahem b'Shabbos. Somebody has a fur coat. That's what Mishnah Berurah is telling us. It's skin, right? Everybody knows a fur coat. I'm talking about a real fur coat, not a fake fur coat. A fake fur coat is problems of kyrea tearing. So I don't want to get into that. If somebody has a fake fur coat and you're pulling out hairs, that could be running into a problem of kyrea tearing. Okay, but we're not, that's a totally different malacha right now. Right now we're talking, we're trying to stick to geizes, whereby it's natural hairs, natural wool, natural, you know, whatever it is growing that grew on the skin when the thing was alive. So now from this animal, you now have the fur, right? So to pull out hairs, one is not allowed to do on Shabbos. So he says, Valkein oisim neyodim hamal buchim boiris shel behem avachai, tzrichim lizosh lo yidlishu minasei shelahem on Shabbos. That you have to be extremely careful, because we mentioned that pulling out hairs is the same, when from a dead item, from a dead creature, is the same as, you know, cutting or shearing or whatever the case is, clipping, shearing from a live creature. So again, these are all important things to keep in mind. These are the basic guidelines of geizes. Now, many of us are thinking, very interesting question that which comes up. You have a chicken, right? We all eat chicken on Shabbos. And usually the chicken is dead, right? The chicken's shechted, it's dead, or whatever the case is. So, and chicken is a bird, so in this case it doesn't even make a difference. Somebody has, let's say somebody has a live chicken. So we said pulling out the feathers of a live chicken can be done. It all can be done. But it will be awesome in a Torah, because we said pulling out is the same as cutting or shearing when it comes to a bird. Okay, fine. Now, the question is, person has chicken on Shabbos, it's already cooked and whatever, there's hairs in the skin that are still left over, and a person wants to pull out the hairs from his cooked chicken that he has from the skin. It's right, it's dead, or whatever the case is. It doesn't make a difference by a bird, we said, live or dead. But is there a problem with cooked chicken pulling out the hair? So we're going to talk about that. There's a machlokes back and forth. Rav Moshe talks about it. I'll try and get a little bit into that tshuva from Rav Moshe and others, and see how that works. I don't want to get into it at the end of a shir. It's a little bit more of a shir on its own, because it's something that does come up, and you know, there's various different ways of working with it. Okay, thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and Baruch Hu, Kol Tov.